punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
take back what I never said, but if I could, man, I would try and make her see that me and Tennessee want her back. I wish it worked like that. If I had half a clue where she was heading now, I'd do what I had to do to make her turn that car around. She's out there rolling down some old interstate, wide open, couldn't make her stay. Probably cranking up some new freedom song, wide open, won't pick up her phone while I'm dying here tonight, staring goodbye in the face.
Party music.
Party, we don't need nobody.
And then there's party music.
I want to keep a little time with you.
Country's got you covered.
That tractor up, praying it rains down on the devil's dust, then rose come popping up in the sky. There's a guy looking down on us, looking up our whole life, raised up right in a town nobody. Down, no pickup. Pulling in the driveway, picking that pretty thing up. Just laying low over heaven and a dirt road touch. Holding a cold one up in the sky. There's a guy looking down on us. Looking up our whole life. Raised up right in a town nobody knows. What a way to grow. Up on a Sunday pond bank, tearing that crankbait up. Living for Friday, running that scoreboard up. Keeping that faith, waiting on the day he calls us. Up in the sky, there's a guy looking down on us. Looking up our whole life, raised up right in a town nobody. Up.
very timely with spring starting on Sunday. That's Luke Bryan's new one. And Penny, there was a federal holiday last month in New Zealand. So banks were closed, their postal service was closed, libraries were also closed. One library was indeed closed. There weren't any staff members present, but every blessed one of them forgot to lock the door of the library. They have determined that 400 some people accessed the library building that day. 150 books were checked out using the self-serve checkout system. Not one thing got stolen.
wear a set of tires off looking at stuff, where if people have a price point, they want a bull with certain criteria in a $4,000 budget, where if they just go to their neighbor down the road that has a sale, they might get blown out. But I get to see so many more animals than what the common person would get to do. So I like to be able to think that I could fill some orders for some people. Just we'd have to go outside the box a little bit. But
right.
So it's fun. I get to look at a lot of good stock.
Yeah,
so.
I was asking you about that, you know, because you have four kids, and he sounds like he's got a sugar mama for a wife, but anyway, it takes a lot of to get away from family, but you're doing your business. It's your business.
Yes, sir. So, no, I'm very fortunate to have a wife that's very supportive, and she is the brains of the operation. She's a lot smarter than I ever thought about being. So, I'm just happy that she lets me go play.
You guys live in Edmond, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So.
And but, yeah, it's because – so how many bull sales have you been to this year already?
This spring already, I'd probably say 10 to 15 already. So then I'll go, I get two more this week, then I'll go to one or two pretty much every week till mid-April. So it's going from this week I'll go to, I got one in Enid or Waucomas and one in Missouri, then one in Nebraska, come home, got one following or into next week in Muskogee over that way, then go back to Nebraska and then to Kansas. So we cut a pretty wide swath, but I'm just happy that people let me go do what I like to do, and I like to look at cows and try to buy them for some people. So.
And then in the fall, are you busy too?
Fall is pretty good run. It's mainly female sales and a few bull sales in the fall, but I'll go from starting first of basically right about the 1st of August, there's a female sale in South Carolina. Then a couple weeks after that, I'll be in California. So I'll go coast to coast, from California to the East Coast there. Then it'll start August and go through pretty much right about up to Thanksgiving on something every weekend, if not a couple during the week, just on mainly purebred registered Angus sales for the most part. I'll dabble in some other breeds, but pretty Angus-centric.
Angus is the going thing. Even though I'm a Simmental man, I'll admit Angus is the going thing, whether it's red or black.
Oh, yeah, no, the Angus, both Angus associations, they've done so well on the marketing side that it's name brand recognition, so you can't go to a steakhouse and not get an Angus steak. So
right.
It helps push the brand.
Yeah, you open up that menu, certified black or Angus, not black Angus, but Angus, because that's my going thing. They've heard it on the – my listeners have heard it, but my going thing is going there and know that this waitress don't know the difference between a bull and a cow. Hey, is this red Angus or black Angus beef? and you get the deer in the headlight look.
Oh, no, it's funny on – just on the general population that you would think would know a little bit more understanding on stuff that they don't. It's like most bulls have horns, cows don't. Not really. No. It's not the same as deer.
And so. Chocolate milk doesn't come from jerseys.
No, sir. No, sir.
And then, well, we lost a little bit of time there at the first. We're going to take a break, and I got a few questions to ask you about some more bull sales or the bull sales you've attended so far. And the difference between this year and last year, and just kind of touch on that a little bit, and we'll touch on some of those services you offer. So we'll
that'll be great.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 14th. 3,036 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 491 brought 201. 19 at 640 brought 170. 20 at 742 brought 157. 64 at 804 brought 155.75. 28 at 925 brought 140. 50. 10 head of heifers at 235 brought 480. 74 at 594 brought 157.50. 16 at 681 brought 151.50. 11 at 694 brought 150. 10 at 774 brought 141. Butcher cows were 50 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 71 to 124.50. Bred cows were 1020 to 1350. Pairs brought 1100 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
58 degrees. The winds are still out of the southeast, but I'm telling you, in the next 3 or 4 hours, looking at this Mesonet map, where it's going to turn for the worst out of the north. But anyway, so get ready. In the studio with me today is Matt Myers from Myers Cattle Services. We're talking about bulls. For right now, we're going to kill the whole show just talking about cattle. I love cattle. And so what's been the difference between, because they've had that major drought going on up north. We're in the middle of a major drought here. But last year and the year before, those guys up there had South Dakota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. They had the deal going on with their major drought. And you've been to some sales up there this year. Is just the demanding up there this year as it was last?
No, I think the demand out and about is pretty good. I think the demand for high-quality animals is even better because I think people that hung on, they kept their better cows and stuff, and they want their better cows to have better bulls. So I think high-end bulls or top of the line are being really steady to probably a little bit in higher demand than last year. And it's just, with the drought and everything, it's hard. But if you're going to get rid of stuff, you get rid of your bottom end. So right. You don't want to detract from your top, without a doubt. So, but no, it's the cattle market as a whole, it's with less numbers throughout the United States, it's been pretty strong. I think that's why some of the bull sales have been so good this year. It's just people trying to get back in a little bit to try to increase numbers if they can, just to try to capitalize on the next couple years run going through this deal. So.
Well, how's it? What do you think on the EPDs? How's that? That's changed the buying, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing with the knowledge that people have just on the paper. And then nowadays with the accessibility of most every sale being on the internet and stuff, and with all these people that are willing to ship cattle all over, where before sales have been really county to county, pretty tight in correlation to where people live. Now there's people looking at sale books from coast to coast, and that's why some of these people need a set of eyes on the ground someplace that they trust or know someone that announces. Exactly. And just because it's, they can get bulls shipped here quick, and there's more and more people selling bulls that are offering free delivery everywhere. So people,
I've seen that.
Yeah. So
you buy 10, dude, don't worry about it. We got it.
Oh, exactly. You know, because that's the thing, that people know they have a captive audience, and people know they can get genetics wherever they want. So it's funny that how people just go about trying to buy stuff, and now just with the way the internet is and stuff, people getting more used to that just in our everyday lives. It's transitioning to cows too. So people look at sale videos and say, oh, this bull I like. They don't care if he's 2,000 miles away. They'll bid online and they'll see what happens.
Well, I had a buddy not too far from here buy one from California not too long ago. So yeah.
No, and that's the thing. That's where I'm fortunate enough to go lots of places. So if someone just randomly sees my name in the sales book, they'll call or whatever and try to be someone's eyes on the ground and stuff. So you don't put a bull on a 1,500-mile trek and say, uh-oh, you know. Exactly. So, and that's where it helps some just being a third-party representative, it helps people's comfortability with it, the situation. And then it's not relying just on the owner of the animal trying to give him an honest opinion. It's someone else that, you know, there's another scapegoat, not for lack of a better term.
And you got the paperwork, you got the EPDs, and that because it looks like to me the majority of cattlemen nowadays are their number one goal is the end result, and having instead of just they want prime.
Oh yeah,
they want prime at the feedlot because that's a bonus. Because everybody's got to make best of what they can to make an extra buck on a cow.
No, and that's the thing. I think we're transitioning out of just needing a cow freshener. So I think there's people that, no matter what budget they are, they're trying to buy the best bulls they can afford that meet their criteria, whatever it is for their ranch. If they want something low birth weight or high marbling, if they're going to have their own custom beef off the farm or whatever, try to have people have a better eating experience on that. Or if they want high growth something, if they're just selling those calves right at the sale barn or, you know, at weaning time or whatever. So everybody's got their own set of criteria, but it's not just, oh, any calf's a good calf. Now it's people are getting pretty stringent on their criteria, and the education process of a lot of these bull buyers, everybody's getting smarter. So, right. which in turn sometimes makes it a little harder for the producer to try to make the right product for what their consumer wants, you know?
Yeah, because you want to, what customers you got right now, like for the bull sale, like Davis, Hudson, anyway, you want to keep that customer base because exactly. They got a good one.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's the thing. There's so many people that have been good to me out there in this part of the woods, you know, this part of the state, Davis and stuff. They helped me get my business off the ground when I quit what I was doing beforehand. But they're just salt of the earth, mom and pop organization, but at the same time, they're trying to do everything right to make a better product for their consumer down the line because, you know, there's just so many good people in this business. So,
well, and what I like about Western Oklahoma especially, and I'm not leaving out my Texas buddies out here across the state line, but, like at Davis's bull sale, Bert Hutzer and some other bull sellers were all there supporting him. And I'm sure he goes there and supports them, and that's class act.
Oh, no, and that's the neat thing about this. There's so much just the fellowship of other producers and stuff that if you're not proud of your product, none of us should be doing what we're doing. So hopefully you have neighbor support or other producers. They want to come evaluate your stuff too. It's no different than us going to watch high school sports. Everybody wants to go see a team play, and it's the same type of deal. It's people just come and look at other people's animals, what they're doing. And just like OIE, everybody's going up there to watch what people are bringing to the fair. You know, it's the same type of deal. It's just everybody's got their own operation that they're showcasing every week.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Well, they I noticed on your I noticed on Davis's Facebook page, and I hate to keep bringing up Davis, but that's where I seen him, and so that's where. But you were helping them do their freeze branding.
Yes, sir. So
that looks like so much fun.
You better have some patience because it's to hold those irons on. You need to hold them on about a minute each time to get the number and irons to hit right. So, and animals don't necessarily like it. It gets a little cold. So they want to move around and jump around. But there nothing beats a nice freeze brand that shows up the way you want it. It's a billboard for life, you know. So
I got a half a dozen of mine down there that. I don't give a crap about their ear tag because I can see that right on side of them.
And that's the thing for a lot of these people that this time of year, if it starts to ever rain again and get muddy, you get a cow out there that gets mud or manure on her ear tag, and you're trying to write her number down because she just calved, or you need to know this stuff. And if she's got it plastered on her hip, it makes life a lot easier. Then it's like, okay, that's this cow. And on those black pigment animals, to have that hair turn white, it's a pretty neat deal.
Well, this one guy texted in. I guess he heard your comment about the horns and all that stuff. He said his cows have horns, and I'm looking at some. I'm taking a wild guess and saying that's a Texas Longhorn. So, hey, God bless you guys. I don't have lots big enough for Texas Longhorns. So, anyway, were there? Let's take one more break, my last one, and I'll be back on schedule. and we'll come back and we'll put out your information.
Sure.
And some other stuff we want to talk about, because he's got some catalogs in here that have a lot of good stuff in them, and we're going to talk about those. Anyway, be right back after this. Matt Myers with Myers Cattle Company and Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, I just got to let you guys know my wife texted into the text line and not on my phone. And she told me I was out on the patient part, so freeze Brandon's not going to be my job duty. She's probably right. I am not a very patient person. But anyway, let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it's 59, southeast winds, 11 miles an hour. Got text in on the text line. The winds have shifted out of the north at Kelton, Texas. Guess what? That's not very far from here. Straight west. And today, 71 for high. I don't think it's going to get there. 40% chance of rain showers tonight. 40% chance of rain showers with major north winds. So, skirt alert. It's going to get bad. We're talking 50-mile-an-hour gusts tonight. So, it's going to be noisy in the house. Anyway, tomorrow, breezy, 59. North winds, 21 to 28. Gusting up to 35. Saturday, 72. Southwest winds 6 to 14, not too bad. Sunday, breezy. South winds 12 to 23, gusting up to 30 with a temperature of high of 75. Now, I'm liking this forecast. 30% chance of rain Sunday night. But Monday, this is a mezzanine, and they don't generally do this. 80% chance of rain showers. So, anyway, hey, we got some hope coming, guys, so stay in there because we dearly so much need the rain for sure. Well, back to Mr. Matt Myers with Myers Cattle Services. We've been talking about bulls, talking about buying, and but you got catalog in here, and you talk about a selection of bulls you want for AI-ing. You want to hit on that?
Yeah, no, I'm fortunate enough to be an independent sales rep for ST Genetics, a semen company based out of Texas. We have a wide array of Angus to Brahma influence to show calves and everything. You name it, we got every make, shape, color, size in there. So, and so it's
about a half inch thick, too.
They're a pretty neat company to work for. They specialize in sex semen. So if you want heifer semen or bull semen or male semen, a lot of our bulls are sorted that way, or just conventional semen where it's straight run. But same time, it's pretty neat. So good company to work for. It's younger in the beef side. They've been in the dairy side for a long time. But I like to think we got a pretty good lineup of bulls that facilitate most people's needs for what they want. Just depends on how stringent their criteria is. So,
and there's every breed in there? There's not one breed you don't have in there?
We might not have Scottish Highlander and a few Longhorns. We don't have Longhorns. They're a little harder.
They got horns. We found that out a while ago.
Yes, sir. So, but no, we got pretty... A lot more, being that they're based out of Texas, a lot more Brahma-influenced bulls and stuff like that than most semen catalogs have. So it's, we got reds, whites, yellows, you name it.
Well, let's get to the semen part of this deal. You got Remedy, Black Powder, Elevation, Flawless Movement, Power Bell. They got it going on. They got some pretty... pretty good scimitals. I can go in here and just start shopping and probably wished I'd never started looking, but yeah, they got a lot of good, and he brought me some extra catalogs, and if anybody wants anything on the ST Genetics, you're more than welcome. I'll leave them up front. Stop by the radio station and tell him you want a catalog on semen, and I bet my friends up front will hook you up.
And on that, it's like they got a website that they advertise, but I recommend trying to go through one of us independent reps, because if you get it shipped to us and we deliver it to you, you don't get the shipping freight or anything like that. But then I do a lot of custom AI work and arm service for some people. So if you don't have the capabilities to do it yourself, or if you have your local vet breed your cows or whatever, we can always get the semen over there. But I try to be a one-stop shop for that. If people need help synchronizing their cows or breeding their cows, and try to provide the whole full service if they need it, but try to be fitting whatever cog in the wheel that needs it, you know. So
well, you got your bull sales will be over here in the next few weeks.
Yes, sir.
By the middle of April, and then that's the time that we're going to go it's time to start synchronizing.
Yes, sir. So no, we got some people that are going to start breeding here the 1st of April, just for January calves. But then the nice deal about my business, when the sales get over with, that's when a lot of people are trying to make next year's crop. So just go right into that, and then when spring breeding season is about over, that's when fall sales season starts. So it keeps me pretty busy. But that's a neat thing about some of the bulls that we have in the sale catalog that have sons already out selling. If a guy had a set of commercial heifers that he wanted to breed to, just say Keneally Emerald is a bull we got, and he could go buy three sons to clean up behind him. So that's where me being able to go to a bunch of these sales, if, you know, we could make their calf crop as tight as possible, AI them to the daddy, then clean up with three sons or whatever, you know, and try to give people a different opportunity to try to go acquire the genetics they want and just be one-stop shop.
Well, you might not know the answer, or you might not even want to answer this, but I had somebody text in and says, what's up with the Hereford Association allowing black baldies to be registered as black Herefords? Do you know anything, or you care to answer?
That's above my pay grade, but that's, I think, them trying to capitalize on that market of the black Herefords, and then just with there's so many people who just love a black baldy and stuff like that. So I think then it's just them trying to help move their brand a little bit further, you know. Yeah. So, but that's above my pay grade.
Yeah, it's way above mine. I got a black Hereford heifer out here that had a calf, and she's actually, if you got her off by herself, she's one of the best mamas out there, and she's got a great looking calf, but then she gets mixed back in with my scimitals, and I don't like her. But while she's by herself, I like her. So.
Oh, no, that's the hardest thing about some of this stuff. This bull's pretty good. Then you throw him in with some other bulls that are another couple months older than him and stuff. And it's like, it's just trying to not get confused on some of this stuff is pretty tough.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But how can people reach you?
It's pretty easy. I got a Facebook page. It's Myers Cattle Services. then my phone number is 405-315-7258. And just I always answer the phone, because that's when you're on your own business. Yeah. You better answer the phone when people call. But
yeah, he regretted answering mine, but he did. but no kidding, guys. I got catalogs here that I'll leave up front if you guys are interested in seeing the bull line they got and having some use some semen, because you know we forgot to touch on this. You know, with the market. Like yesterday, I seen bulls, butcher bulls selling $1.23. Butcher cows at Holbert were selling for $1.09, and it should have been already getting it done. But you still got time to get your bulls tested, and maybe even get rid of some of those that are, you want to, and get some bulls bought.
And that's the thing. That's where, especially if you got an old bull battery that's 8 to 10 years old, just the newer genetics that we're running at, this deal is moving so fast now that you can be behind the eight ball on older genetics, even though they're good calves. If you're trying to increase marbling or do something else specific, you can get into some of these younger animals for not a whole lot more than over what you're selling these old cool bulls for and stuff like that, with the price up where it is. So
yeah,
you could trade two old
bulls might weigh 2,500 pounds.
Exactly. So if you're getting over a dollar for those, you can trade one and a half bulls for a young one that hopefully you could have for the next 4 years. Yeah. So I'd be looking to upgrade genetics if I had the opportunity.
Yeah, because this is weird and odd. I guess same thing, but the butcher bulls and butcher cow market is as high as it is right now.
Oh, especially this time of year, because it's not like we're going into a big hamburger. I know summer's season. Yeah, summer's coming, but we're still a ways away. So but yeah, no, it's an interesting time in the beef business right now, but there's lots of opportunity for growth, and especially with better genetics out there, and there's people being a lot more mindful on trying to get the genetics to the consumer.
Right, and plenty of bull breeders. And some of the best right here in Western Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the one thing. There's, for the amount of cows that Oklahoma's got, there's good breeders in all over the state here. But definitely there's some good cattle in Western Oklahoma. And then if you go across the border, barely into Texas, there's some decent stock out there, too.
Yeah, you've
got to support the panhandle a little bit.
I love the panhandle out there. You know, we got three big counties in our listening area, Shamrock, Wheeler, Canadian, as long as you're up on the hill and don't go downtown to the cattleman's restaurant down there. But anyway, I love my Texas neighbors over here. But there's I was going to ask you something else, and I just freaking forgot what it was. But anyway, give your number again. And the Facebook page is Myers Cattle Service.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a friend on it. Never mind. But anyway, that's the really easy way to find him. But give your phone number out one more time.
Once again, it's Matt Myers, 405-315-7258. And I always love to talk to somebody about their operation. Always fun to talk to someone that's excited about doing what I like to do. So you never know. It's neat for me to go see other people's operations, and I like to learn stuff. So everybody does it a little bit different, and if I can help on some deal but then take away something else, it's always neat to learn.
Oh yeah, and I bet you've seen some awesome and different cattle operations.
Oh yeah, no, there's I've been fortunate, knock on wood, to been some of the places that I've been and got to see some of the stuff I have. It's been fun, so I'm glad I get to do it every day. So.
Oh, yeah, and lucky to have a sugar mama. But anyway, and then my wife, she wanted me to tell all the listeners that I yell at my help while working cattle. So I just want you guys to know I yell. I'm not yelling. I'm hyper when that gate needs shut. there's a difference. This gentleman here wants to know if you do Bramer.
We sell some Bramer semen and stuff like that. So yeah, I could get in.
Yep.
Yep. So.
Yes, sir. It's got that. And like I said, you get this catalog if you want one here. Yes, you can go online on stgen.com.
And
but make sure you. Go through Matt.
Yeah, if they holler at me, I got quite a few more at home. I can put one in the mail if someone needs one or something like that. So
yep.
Try to be as one-stop shop as we can.
Yeah, and it is. It's a really good catalog. I'm sorry. I'm distracted during my show today because I'm looking through this catalog because we got a bunch of decisions to make. Somebody else said, join the club. That must be the yelling club. And then shut the gate, get ran over, which is it?
So I had a guy I used to work for, and he said, pretty mild manner, but he's all, cows give you Tourette's. So, and sometimes it's like, yeah, it is what it is. So.
It is what it is. Well, Matt, thank you so much. I'm glad you was here today to witness what goes on in a studio when things start happening.
I'm glad you're not the only one that can fly by the seat of their pants sometimes. That was entertaining, but I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on. So hopefully this wasn't a waste of everybody's hour. So.
Oh, no, it was all good. And because there's a lot more to the cattle business than going to a sale barn, buying you some calves, and putting them out on wheat.
Yes.
And then number one thing is we want the consumer to be happy with the end product. And you can't do that by just throwing this bull out with these kind of cows. I mean,
no, the whole industry's changed. And that's the thing. That's where, back to my wife, when I met her parents and stuff, they thought I was just some guy on a horse. And then we got to talk about it. Got to talk about stuff a little bit more, and they didn't. Just driving down the road, they never realized how much more intricate some of this stuff got. Just with artificial insemination and some of the other stuff that goes into breeding cows and trying to do trait selection and stuff like that, there's a lot more to it to try to go into a good steak that we all want to have when we go to any restaurant. So we got to be mindful.
Yeah, so. It's the end product, and plus the rancher and farmer's trying to make a little bit more money, but also making it affordable for the consumer. But, you know, there's always politics involved.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Anybody in agriculture, we're all stewards. So we're trying to make the best product and have our animals work the best for us. Because if it's not for our animals, we don't have a livelihood. So we're taking care of them.
I'll give you an amen on that one. Well, the music's playing, and that's music that tells me to shut up. And so I'm going to shut up. And Matt, again, thank you for coming in. And you guys be careful. Get ready for the wind. It's going to be here in a couple hours. God bless. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.